This is John's Gem number 145 from the book of Revelation, again, chapter 13, verses 1 to 18, this time about the Christian and the state. There is another way to look at this chapter 13. It is not particularly encouraging, but it is important, so we will consider it. It is the contribution of this chapter to what the Bible says about the relationship between Christians and the state. The usual passage to which people turn for comment on this is Romans chapter 13, where the clear teaching is that the Christian is to obey the state, even if he or she does not agree with what the state requires. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 13 teaches the same thing. What happens if the state is teaching things that are completely against Scripture? The classic case in the Bible is Acts chapter 5 verse 29, where Peter says we must obey God rather than human beings. Another example of this is the apartheid state of South Africa in the second half of the last century. What does this chapter say, which might be taken as throwing a different light on how the Christian and the Christian church should react in that sort of situation? There are several hints here that the Christian church may be colluding with an evil force. In chapter 13 of verse 3, we read that the whole world was filled with wonder at the recovery of the beast from a fatal wound, which is somewhat like what happened to Jesus. Everyone follows the beast and worships the dragon. As a result, it was given ability to promote its beliefs and authority to oppose the Lord. Then the second beast comes and deceives the inhabitants of the earth, verse 14. It deceives them to the point where they're forced to receive a mark, verse 16, on their right hands or their foreheads if they want to continue to trade in the markets. In other words, there was great evil abroad in the world, and people were being deceived to the point where they were actually cooperating with the sources of evil. And it is not at all clear that those cooperating were only non-believers in Jesus. Believers may have been actively cooperating with the evil that was going on. Two obvious examples of this in the fairly recent past were the apartheid teachings in South Africa, already mentioned, and the church in Germany, much of it cooperating with the fascists in the 1930s. No doubt there are other less obvious examples going on all the time in lesser countries. The fundamental teaching of the book of Revelation is that evil is abroad in the world, and it is to be resisted at whatever cost, up to and including martyrdom. This chapter must be placed alongside those others that, speaking to different situations, seem to suggest that the state authorities must always be obeyed. This is a very tricky subject. I can only say I hope that comment may help someone somewhere as they struggle with what they should do when faced with an antagonistic state.